What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll celebrate Christmas at the Pink Poodle, a legendary Avenue nightclub owned by Tuffy Mitchell. The Pink Poodle opened in December of 1959 at 2501 East Minnesota Street in the Barrington neighborhood. The club moved to the Avenue neighborhood in September of 1961 at 252 North Capitol. The Pink Poodle featured some of the biggest stars in jazz, comedy, and R&B music, including Aretha Franklin, Red Fox, Moms Mabley, Max Roach, Etta James, and many others. But at times, the club's owner, Tuffy Mitchell, made bigger headlines than the performers he featured on stage. Around Naptown, Tuffy Mitchell was known as the King of the Numbers, an underground lottery game that flourished in the neighborhood. A 1964 article in the Indianapolis Star stated that Tuffy earned $5,000 a week from his gambling operations. Tuffy's larger-than-life persona has added to the legend of the Pink Poodle, and the club remains one of the best-known night spots in the Avenue neighborhood. Stay tuned for the next hour as we celebrate Christmas at the Pink Poodle by listening to classic holiday music from artists who performed at the club. We'll start with music from jazz organist Jimmy Smith. He performed at the Pink Poodle in 1961. From his 1964 album, Christmas Cookin', we'll hear God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and We Three Kings. That was Jimmy Smith with We Three Kings. He performed at the Pink Poodle in 1961. Up next, we'll hear music from the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. She sang at the Pink Poodle in 1961 and 62. We'll listen to Aretha's 1964 recording of Winter Wonderland.
Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird who sings a love song.
The Ramsey Lewis Trio were one of the most popular jazz groups of the 1960s. The trio performed at the Pink Poodle in January of 1965. Ramsey Lewis, recorded two Christmas albums during the 1960s, Sounds of Christmas in 1961 and More Sounds of Christmas in 1964. We'll listen to two tracks from those records now, Eggnog and Christmas Blues. That was the Ramsey Lewis Trio with Christmas Blues. They performed at the Pink Poodle in 1965. On this week's show, we're celebrating Christmas at the Pink Poodle by listening to classic holiday music from artists who performed at the club. Up next, we'll hear Etta Jones performing her 1990 version of Merry Christmas Baby. Etta appeared at the Pink Poodle in 1961.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more Christmas music from the Pink Poodle after this short break.
Hi, this is Stevie Wonder. On behalf of the Motown family, I'd like to say happy holiday from all of us to you.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating Christmas at the Pink Poodle by listening to classic holiday music from artists who performed at the club. The Pink Poodle was located at 252 North Capitol in the Avenue neighborhood and featured some of the biggest stars in jazz, comedy, and R&B music. Up next, we'll listen to music from the jazz organist Jimmy McGriff. He played the Pink Poodle in 1965. We'll hear two tracks from his 1963 holiday album, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, followed by Christmas with McGriff.
Thank you.
The legendary soul singer Etta James sang at the Pink Poodle in 1963. Up next, we'll hear two songs from her 1998 album, 12 Songs of Christmas. This is Etta James with This Time of Year and O Holy Night.
Little girls, little boys, dream of worlds, lots of toys, this time of the year, when Christmas is near. Oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night, oh, holy night.
That was Etta James with O Holy Night. She performed at the Pink Poodle in 1963. On this week's show, we're celebrating Christmas at the Pink Poodle by listening to classic holiday music from artists who performed at the club. The Pink Poodle offered many forms of entertainment, including burlesque dancers, female impersonators, and comedians. The comedy legend Red Fox made multiple appearances at the Pink Poodle. Up next, we'll hear Red's version of the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright.
That was Red Fox with the Christmas song. On this week's show, we've been celebrating Christmas at the Pink Poodle by listening to classic holiday music from artists who performed at the club. We'll end with another track from Aretha Franklin. She sang at the Pink Poodle in 1961 and 62. We'll hear Aretha's 2008 recording of Silent Night. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining us for this special Christmas celebration at the Pink Poodle, a legendary nightclub in the Avenue neighborhood. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. listen, I will tell you a thing or two.